I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus.
Hallelujah, people of God. Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. We are looking at a very interesting subject today, paying the price. Paying the price. And we are reading from Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Not that I have already attained or I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold for that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold for me. Verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Prior to this verses of scripture, Paul had listed a few things in the verse number 5 and 6. And verse 5 and 6 says that circumcised on the 8th day of the tribe of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. There is a time for everything. As the scriptures have said, there is a time to sow and there is a time to reap. There is a time for war and there is a time for peace. And this, I believe, is a time for seed sowing. This, I believe, is a time for paying the price. Bible says in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 27, it is good for a young man to bear the yoke in his youth or whilst he's still young. Lamentations 3:27. It is good for a young man to bear the yoke whilst he's still young. It means that the time is coming where you are going to grow old and bearing the yoke is going to be difficult. And so everybody who is pursuing a vision, everybody who is trying to reach a target in life, tries to do it at a time where they are still strong, at a time where they are still vibrant, and where they know that their strength can carry them through. Before the days of sickness comes in, before the days where their flesh is weak. And Bible says that we need to bear the yoke in our time. There is a difference between being under a yoke or being in bondage, and there is a difference between bearing the yoke whilst you are strong. We bear the yoke whilst we are still young. We bear the yoke whilst we are strong, because that is the time that we have energy. Bearing the yoke simply means paying the price to achieve what you want to achieve. And Paul was speaking of a few achievements. So in verse 5 and 6, he was saying that when it comes to his zeal for the Lord, he was so zealous that he even persecuted the church, and he thought he was doing God a service. He says concerning righteousness in the law, he was blameless. He lived the law to the letter, and he was found blameless amongst his colleagues. Everybody knew that when it comes to someone who upholds the law and was able to make sure that the things which God or is written in the Torah must be obeyed, then Paul is a typical example. However, this same Paul says in verse 12 of Philippians chapter 3 that not that he has already achieved, not that he has already perfected himself in seeking after Jesus Christ. And he says in Philippians chapter 3 verse 10 that I may know him. Apostle Paul had served the Lord for 25 years, and in his 25th year he wrote the scripture when he said that I may know him. There is a time for us to know God, and that is what we've been doing. If you've been following this podcast for a while, you understand that our aim is to be like Jesus, as the scriptures have said, that we may be conformed to the image of the Son. And I believe that there is still more room for us to be like Jesus. There is still more room for us to become like the Son of God. However, in order to get there, we must have this perception that Paul had. We must have this mindset that Paul had. He said, irrespective of the fact that I was zealous for the things of God, irrespective of the fact that concerning the law, I was obeying to the letter and to the call, there is still this one thing I did. I do not count myself that I have arrived. I do not count myself that I have achieved. But there is still one thing I do, and that is forgetting the things which I have achieved, forgetting the things which I did in the years past, and I press on toward the mark of the higher calling. And child of God, there is a price we need to pay towards the mark of the higher calling. And the higher calling is to be like Jesus. The higher calling is to have a relationship with Jesus. And for us to be able to do that, we need to press on toward the mark of the higher calling. He didn't say, I sit down for the mark of the higher calling. He didn't say, I walk for the mark of the higher calling. He said, I press on. So when it comes to being like Jesus, when it comes to having a relationship with Jesus, when it comes to achieving the things we want to do for God and the things we want God to do with us, one of the things we cannot do away with is that we cannot do away with paying the price. And in paying the price, we need to press on. We need to press on and fight against gravity. It is very difficult when you are fighting against gravity. And remember, it is a higher calling. So we are climbing higher. Gravity pulls you to the center of the earth. Gravity brings you downwards. So if you want to press on higher, then it means that you have to exert more energy. And so in doing that, we need to press on. If you want to become like Jesus, the system of the world is the gravity. Everything in the world is against the scriptures. And so once you want to become like Jesus, you would face opposition. But in doing so, Paul said, I press on. Once you want to become like Jesus, the system of the world will fight you, will choke you, and will bring you to a place where you suffocate. But Paul said, in the midst of it all, I forget the things that are behind me, and I press on. If we want to be like Jesus and want to become like him, one of the things we must learn to do is to forget the things which we have won in previous years. And some of us, we make statements like, 3 years ago, I was this. 4 years ago, some time ago, I was doing this in church. Yes, they are good. But if we want to attain a higher calling, Paul says that let us lay aside the past glories and let us fight. Let us press on against the forces of darkness. Let us press on against the things that easily ensnare us. Hebrews says that lay aside the weight. Press on. Lay aside the weight. Press on. Forget the things of the past and make sure that you get to where you want to get to in becoming like Jesus. Make sure that you get to where you want to get to in being like the Son of God. This is the higher calling, and there is a price we must pay. There is a price we must pay in prayer. God will wake you up at midnight. You pay the price of letting go your sleep. God will wake you up in the midst of the day, will tell you to pray for somebody. In the midst of the day, will tell you to witness with somebody. In the midst of the day, will tell you to pick up the phone, call somebody and check up on them. In the midst of the day or in the night, God will expect something from you. These are the prices we are paying. And until we have paid that price, we cannot say that we have tried and we still cannot become. I have heard a lot of people say, I have tried over and over, and now I cannot do it again. And you ask them, have you prayed enough? And they tell you that, well, now I can't even pray anymore because of what is going on. A typical example in the scripture is Isaiah chapter 43, verse number 22. And God said to Jacob, that Jacob, you have not called on me, and yet you have grown weary of me. A lot of the people that complain that God has not come through for them in the things they go through. A lot of the people that complain are people who have not called on God. He said, call me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you do not know of. So there is a time we ought to call on God. There is a time we have to make sure that we come to the place where we are calling on him in prayer, calling on him in worship. And until you do those things, those are the prices we must pay. God said that you seek to to become like me. You seek to receive this from me and receive that from me. And you are already complaining and murmuring, and yet you have not called on me. That is what Isaiah chapter 43 verse 22 says. And it is amazing that when you bring it into our time and into our days, you realize that a lot of believers are complaining. And when you ask the people who complain about the things they go through, have you prayed? They tell you that, well, now I can't even pray anymore. So the scripture is true that says that you are worry about me, and yet you have not called on me. You are complaining that things are not working well for you, but you have not paid the price of prayer. You are complaining that things are not going well for you, but you have not paid the price of thanksgiving. You are complaining that things are not as you expect, but you are not pulling your way through. You are not pressing on. Paul says that if I want to know him more, and because I want to know him, because of what I want to do, I press on toward the mark of the higher calling. Child of God, this is the time to pay the price. This is the time to press on toward the mark of the higher calling. Let nothing stop you. Understand that when you are pressing on and fighting against gravity, when you are going in the opposite direction as the whole crowd is going, you will face opposition. But don't let that opposition stop you from paying the price. Remember, when you are growing tired, the Bible says it is good for the young man to bear the yoke and pay the price whilst he's still young, and keep on pressing, keep on moving on, keep on fighting, because there is a time to pay the price and there is a time to reap of the prices that we are paying. Bible says that do not grow weary in well doing, for in due time, if you do not faint, you will reap the things which you are sowing. You are sowing a time of prayer. You are sowing a time of studying the word. You are sowing a time spending time in the presence of God. And a time is coming where you are going to reap the faithfulness of God, where you are going to reap the goodness of God. And when that time comes, you would realize that indeed it was good for you to have paid the price years back. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 26 that Hannah, the mother of Samuel, said, "As your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood here praying to the Lord for a child, and the Lord has answered me." Many, many years ago, the mother of Samuel, Hannah, was praying in Shiloh. She was paying the price of having to go to Shiloh and weeping before the Lord. She was paying the price of walking to Shiloh. The journey to Shiloh itself is a whole story on its own, and getting there and going on her knees in prayer is another thing. Coming home to see her rival mocking her is another issue. But she didn't give up. She paid the price of going to Shiloh every now and then and praying to the Lord. And in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 26, she said that this is the woman who stood here many, many years ago and prayed, and now the Lord has answered me. Child of God, I pray for you that as you seek to be like Jesus, and as you seek to have a relationship with him, whatsoever price that you are paying to get there, the Lord will help you. And today, as you listen to this podcast, I want you to understand that there is no price that is too difficult for you to pay to get what you want. There is no price that is too difficult seeing your destiny transform. It doesn't matter what you are going through. It doesn't matter the troubles you are facing. It doesn't matter the things that is working against you. If only you can see to yourself, no price is too difficult for me to pay in order to settle down in marriage. No price is too difficult for me to pay in order to get what I want in Christ Jesus. Then you'll be able to do it. However, I pray for you that God himself will find you faithful as you fight and as you pay the price to become what he has intended you to be. Remember, in all things, in everything that we do in this world, there is a price tag to every greatness. And in our youthful age, in these times, you must pay this price to become exactly what you want to be. The Lord bless you. My name is Brother Gideon Ewuku. I hope you've been blessed once again. You can WhatsApp me on 0249 905514. God bless you.